With a New Hampshire primary less than 2 months away, GOP presidential candidate Ben Carson is working to shore up his Granite State support. And HPR's Paige Sutherland reports, during a two-day swing through the state this week, the former neurosurgeon sought to debunk critics who say he doesn't have what it takes to lead the country.
During his recent campaign visit to New Hampshire, Ben Carson hosted several town halls, headlined a forum on national security, and wrapped up the trip with a holiday-themed celebration in Concord. Carson's wife Candy even joined in, hitting the stage to sing and play violin. Carson brought a similar cheery spirit to the New Hampshire campaign trail the past few days, appearing more energetic and animated, jokey even, in stops this week. Here's Carson explaining to employees at the tech company Dyne in Manchester why he got into pediatric surgery.
With a kid, you can operate for 10, 12, 15, 18, 20 hours. And if you're successful, your reward may be 50, 60, 70, 80 years of life. Whereas with an old geezer, you spend all that time operating and they die in 5 years or something else. So I like to get a big return on my investment. Yeah.
But the main message Carson tried to deliver is that when it comes to his foreign policy know-how, don't let the quiet demeanor fool you.
If it's about how loud you talk, all you need to do is go to Washington, D.C. And you can find a lot of people who talk very loud about all kinds of things and have done nothing.
As a contrast to doing nothing, Carson recites his long list of accomplishments, including 67 honorary degrees and the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Honorary degrees may seem an unlikely prop to promote your national security credentials, but until the recent terrorist attacks in Paris and California, Carson didn't talk too much about the issue. Now, as he told voters at a forum in Manchester Monday, it's the main topic on his mind. He says he gets foreign policy briefings once a week, but he also admits he's no savant on the issue. That's okay, he says. Being president is not a one-man show.
You have to know how to utilize expertise. And in order to do that, it does require a degree of humility. And you need to know stuff, but nobody knows everything.
This argument resonates with voters like Bill Malloy of Bedford.
He knows how to control his ego, and he's not going to be making decisions about national security based on emotion. He'll collect the facts, confer with the experts, and make good, sound decisions that aren't involved with ego.
Although foreign policy took center stage during this visit, Carson's musical celebration will likely be the most memorable gift he leaves his New Hampshire supporters this week. For NHPR News, I'm Paige Sutherland.